the Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into Logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
Loaded visit destination coordinates.
October 31st.
Happy Halloween, and welcome to the Escape Pod. I'll be your guide, the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Sorry, I don't know what got into me. On this day in 2000, it was check-in day at the International Space Station. The station's first full-time crew lifted off from Russia aboard Soyuz TM-31.
3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have ignition and liftoff. Liftoff of the Soyuz rocket, beginning the first expedition to the International Space Station and setting the stage for permanent human presence in space.
Astronaut William Shepard and cosmonauts Yuri Gidzenko and Sergei Krikalev moved in. The ISS has had a crew of at least two aboard ever since. In 2014, it was a major setback for space tourism as a test flight of Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two, a vehicle named VSS Enterprise, ended in a catastrophic explosion which killed one pilot and left the other severely injured.
Spaceship Two, the space tourism vehicle based out of Mojave, crashed this morning in the Mojave Desert shortly after takeoff on a test flight. In Mojave right now, they are about to hold a press conference to talk about that crash.
Takeoff occurred at 9:20 this morning. My team and I were present for the entire evolution, and release of Spaceship Two occurred at approximately 10:10 a.m. At approximately 10:12, we became aware of an in-flight anomaly and implemented our pre-planned response plan. I had confirmation of a mishap just a few moments later, approximately 25 miles north of the airport, and we were given a latitude-longitude of potential site. At time like these, when we have a mishap from the test community, we find the test community is very small, and we are human, and it hurts. Our hearts, thoughts, prayers, absolutely with the families. We do know that one of the crew members was met by emergency responders, treated on the scene, and transported to Antelope Valley Hospital. We also know that we had one fatality.
Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins was born on this day in 1930. As the command module pilot, he was the one member of the crew who didn't walk on the moon. Born on this day in 1946, comedian Norman Lovett, Red Dwarf's original ship's computer, Holly.
3 million years from Earth, the mining ship Red Dwarf. Its crew, Dave Lister, the last human being alive. Arnold Rimmer, a hologram of his dead bunkmate. And a creature who evolved from the ship's cat. Message out. Additional. As the days go by, we face the increasing inevitability that we are alone in a godless, uninhabited, hostile and meaningless universe. Still, you've got to laugh, haven't you?
In 1964, the second season of Doctor Who began with a big problem.
Ian! Ian! He's dead, isn't he?
Yes. He's dead, all right. Stiff as a poker. Fantastic size.
It's a giant ant.
It's right, it is, Ian. Looks as though it was trying to carry these eggs.
Yes, well, that's natural behavior for an ant when it's attacked. Take the eggs to safety. The worker ant would give his life rather than abandon the eggs, you know.
He couldn't have had much of a chance, could he? I mean, he must have died quickly.
Yes.
The TARDIS team had been cut down to size. In 1979, the second book in the Han Solo trilogy was published, Han Solo's Revenge. In 2001, the crew of the Enterprise had a new ally. Or was it a new enemy?
Why did you come here? Answer me, Pinkskin!
This planet was along our course. We only came to visit the sanctuary.
Liar.
What's your mission? Are you a supply ship bringing them more surveillance equipment?
We're not bringing them anything.
You brought her?
She's my science officer.
So you admit you're working with the Vulcans?
I'll admit I have a Vulcan science officer, and that I came here out of curiosity. Now, if you don't mind my asking, what are you doing here?
He's telling the truth. We came for a visit, that's all.
We scanned your ship in orbit. You're very well armed for people who came for a visit.
Jeffrey Combs made his first guest appearance as Shran in the Andorian incident. In 2009, the Doctor's beloved pet became a lost dog.
A mechanical dog?
Alien threat detected. Jixon warriors. Humans in danger. Force of action. Attack.
Ow.
Humans, evacuate! Humans, evacuate! Leave the building!
He's trying to save him.
Stay here.
Extreme action imminent! Self-destruct in 20 seconds!
Run!
We can't just leave him! We have... No!
Go!
We have to help him!
No! Self-destruct commence!
Though not produced by the BBC, the Doctor Who spin-off K-9 premiered in the UK as a special sneak preview. The show was actually filmed in Australia. And in 2010, The Walking Dead premiered on AMC.
Do you even know what's going on? I woke up in the hospital. That's all I know. But you know about the dead people, right? I saw a lot of that out on the loading dock, even tossed down the stairwell.
Not the ones they put down. The walkers.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and prone to spiral green.